Welcome to Basic Gospel, where the phone lines are open right now at 1-800-677-9377. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening, you'll hear how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help us all experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or a pressing issue of some type that you'd like to talk about, well, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. Hear it. Believe it. Live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Jesus Christ is alive. That is the good news of the gospel. Indeed. He wasn't just a martyr that died a death for us. He was raised back to life so that we could be raised to walk in the newness of life. That's what this gospel message is all about. And when we are raised to walk in the newness of life, other amazing and astonishing things happen. Jesus Christ actually comes to live inside of us. We are united with him. We are connected in such a deep spiritual way that he is always with us, with the promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's what Paul was getting at in the book of Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, regardless of what you're going through right now, it may be just the most painful experience that you've ever had in life. If you are a believer, you are united with Christ Jesus. He is right there with you. And because he is right there with you, he can comfort you with his love. You don't have to look outside of the circumstance. You don't have to look into the world to try to find some measure of comfort. Jesus is right there with you in the midst of it, and he is loving you right now, this very moment, and that love, his love, will comfort you. And you will experience real fellowship with him. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you are feeling, what you are sensing. He knows what's going on. He knows what you're thinking. He knows every element of what's happening inside of you. And he's there for you. And he loves you in the midst of that. Man, allow him to do it. Just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. And I guarantee you, you can experience peace in the midst of whatever you're going through right now at this very moment.
Indeed, he is the healer. And we'd love for you to give us a call and let's talk about it. 1-800-677-9377. Indeed, this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. The lines are wide open and we await your call. 1-800-677-9377. Guys from Maria, who lives in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a question concerning the book of Acts, chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. Maria writes, many Christians believe that with fasting we get closer to God, and in these verses it looks like fasting is something we need to practice in order for the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. This is something I don't practice because of my belief in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Please explain.
Well, fasting is one of those things that, the Bible speaks of it and talks about it. Jesus fasted for 40 days. He was tempted in the wilderness. And so we have that story. We have other passages that speak, Jesus talking to the disciples, and they were discouraged because they couldn't cast out a demon. And he said, this type of results, only comes from fasting and prayer. And so we want to engage in fasting and prayer so that we can have those supernatural results in our lives, so that we can do those things. And I think that's the wrong way to look at it. That's the wrong way to approach it. You're never going to be closer to Jesus Christ than you are right now. There is nothing that you can do to bring him closer to you. If you are in Christ, Christ has come to live inside of you. He has united himself with your human spirit. He has sealed that with the Holy Spirit. And there's a bond there that cannot be broken. He is right there. So you will never be more close to Jesus than you are right now. Yeah. That's good news, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
And so to engage in some type of activity to try to draw him closer, you're not recognizing truth. You're not recognizing what took place in your life at the point of salvation. you're not recognizing the fact that Jesus Christ is alive, living in you. You can abide in his indwelling presence. So if that's the case, then does fasting have a purpose for us today? Can there be some benefits to it? I think when we say, you know, I'm going to fast today, you know, I think we're putting the emphasis in the wrong place. I think we can say, I need to seek the Lord on a particular situation. I want to spend time in the Word. I want to spend time in quietude before God. I want to just hear from Him as far as a direction or as far as something going on in my life. And so when we do that, then, you know, you say, well, I'm not going to be so concerned about whether I eat today or not, because there's something more important that I'm seeking. And I think that's the way we have to approach those very things. Richard, do you have any insight there?
I other than I agree with you, the whole point of this is focus, not results. And it, like you said, Jesus is as close to me as he can possibly be. My awareness of that may be the problem. It's not his problem. So anything that helps me focus more on the truth of who he is and what he has done, and therefore start listening to what he's trying to tell me, that's a pretty good thing. I could care less about results. They are going to come as the result of walking by faith in the indwelling Christ.
Yes, absolutely. Indeed. Well, Maria, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you. And we have open lines right now. You know, Basic Gospel has a purpose, friends, and that is we're here live every day to address your questions and your issues and take you into the Word of God for the answer to that question or for guidance for your life through Scripture and in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no other reason for being on the air every day than those issues. Give us a call. If you've been holding on to a question, something that has been troubling you, we encourage you to call right now because the lines are wide open and you'll have a good opportunity to get through and pose your question to Bob and Richard on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. Guys, I want to remind our listeners as well that if you'd like to get a copy of Bart Millard's and Andrew Farley's book, The Hurt and the Healer, it of course goes right into what Bob Christopher was talking about at the outset of the program. The Hurt and the Healer, it can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net to request your copy and make your gift. Again, that's basicgospel.net, or you can request your copy by calling 1-800-727-2828. Again, that number is good during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours right now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. A question from Ken, guys, concerning salvation. It says, regarding salvation, I've heard you say that a person needs to pray to Jesus and ask him to come into one's life and forgive him or her of their sins based on that person's desire to turn their life over to him. My impression is that the prayer is what puts that penitent person into a right relationship with the Lord. Is that correct? Could you please explain what the scripture or what scriptures you use to base that belief on?
Well, the Bible, when it talks about salvation, it simply says that we are saved by grace through faith. Jesus does the work. We are dead spiritually, separated from the life of God. Jesus comes to us and in resurrection power raises us from death and places us into life. As John describes it, we cross over from death to life. And so when that grace of God hits our hearts, there's this response of faith that it produces in us. And that's how all of that is transacted. God's grace hitting our hearts, producing faith, we are saved. That's how it works. Well, prayer is simply one way of expressing that faith. I think when somebody is being tugged, you know, the Spirit of God is tugging at their hearts and saying, today's the day, receive the Lord, receive the Lord. And certainly that's a biblical thing, as John wrote in chapter 1, but all who did receive him, who believed on his name, they were declared to be children of God. So there is this sense of receiving, of believing, of putting your full weight of trust upon Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. So when the Holy Spirit is tugging at your heart, saying today is the day to receive him, you receive him. And in your heart, you're saying, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And with my mouth, I'm confessing that Jesus is Lord. Salvation comes. And a way to express that is through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the prayer that saves you. It's not the prayer that makes you right. It's the salvation by grace through faith that makes you right in God's sight.
Absolutely. Well, friends, if you can't get to the phone during the time when we're actually on the air live, we encourage your email to us to answer your question. Just go to basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Drop us an email. We'll be glad to address your question on a later edition of Basic Gospel.
Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Mike listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys. It's so great to speak with you. Thank you for all you do. And my question is, you know, the Bible says something to the effect of comfort with the comfort that you've been comforted with. And I believe that I was saved due to, you know, participation in a 12-step program, yet maybe because of my laziness or just excuses of being busy, I don't participate in the 12-step, which is the service to others. And it's been causing me a tremendous amount, not a tremendous amount, but a decent amount of guilt. And I feel like I'd like to be, you know, participant in it, but it causes me a lot of grief with my fiance and just a lot of, I guess it's just a lot of personal reasons that I just feel this guilt. And I was wondering if you could, you know, reflect on that and whether I need to be in service to the Lord with, you know, through that specific program. In your, you know, in your opinion, can you give me a definitive answer on that? I don't, you know.
Well, Mike, let me digress just a little bit. You say you believe that you were saved going through that program. Do you know for sure that you are in Christ, that you've been made alive in Christ, that your sins have been forgiven once and for all?
Well, hearing you guys speak about salvation, how you can't lose it, a few weeks ago actually made me feel more in Christ, because I always question my salvation because of my own sinful nature. And I always question my salvation because of my, or I guess I used to do that. And you guys really put that away. You spoke with a police officer's spouse, and he had, you know, committed suicide. And that whole day on salvation, really, it spoke to me. And I know the Lord was speaking through you guys. And I felt so, you know, just loved and filled with the Holy Spirit after hearing, you know, and that it's an undeserving grace, whether or not you are the most participating or the least participating in the church. I know it's undeserving grace because we're all humans with a sinful nature, but at the same time, I feel like I'm not doing enough, and I feel sometimes that I'm backsliding because I'm not participating. Even though the simple ways aren't quite the same and sin doesn't have the same taste in my mouth, and I do feel like, you know, I'm definitely making great progress in my life. I just, you know, I don't know if that answers your question, but...
Well, Mike, it does, and I certainly appreciate the encouraging words, and I'm glad that this ministry, this broadcast, really, you know, helped you in a very particular way as far as your salvation is concerned. That's just deeply encouraging to us, and that's why we love being on the air each and every day. You know, one of the things that I read and see through Scripture is that God has kind of this process for us, and you know, First John, I love how he writes and puts this letter, and in his second chapter, of course, he didn't write it in chapters and verses. We've just added those things, but he says this. He says, "I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name." So that's encouraging. And then he says, you know, "I write to you young men," and there's a reason for writing the young men. And he says it this way. He says, "I write you young men because you have overcome the evil one." And then he goes back and says, "I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you fathers because you have known him who is from the beginning. And I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one." So I've recognized this as a process that God takes us through. if we're new in Christ, if we're new to the faith, we're just getting to know who Jesus really is. We're just getting to know that he loves us and that he's demonstrated that love for us through his death on the cross, and that as a result, our sins have been forgiven once and for all. I say, you know, let that lesson be learned. Just go through that process and let God's Spirit really fasten you to that total forgiveness that you have in Christ, so that you can have some confidence in your relationship with him, that you're not walking around on eggshells wondering if God's going to punish you for sins that you've committed in the past, but knowing with full confidence that you are a forgiven person. And then, Mike, we have this issue with the flesh. You know, as you talked about, we have these old fleshly desires. And, you know, if you found comfort in a bottle before, your flesh is going to want to find comfort in that same bottle moving forward. Your flesh isn't going to improve, is it?
It sure isn't.
And
especially when, you know, the comfort is not even in a bottle, but in so many other profound ways. And to be quite candid, it was actually the flesh was the comfort. You know, that was really the nature of my addiction, was a 12-step program in response to specifically the flesh,
yes,
desires of the flesh. And it's really like epidemic proportion. And that's, I guess, why it speaks to me, because I feel like the calling to go help other addicts, and at the same time, I feel as though I'm not, you know, I don't know, I'm not ready to really be a service to the Lord. So I guess it's something I just need to really pray on, and hopefully, you know, the Lord will, I know he will work it out where I'll feel more, even more compelled. And then I have this debate going on inside of me whether I'm just being lazy and I just don't want to deal with the headache with my fiance. I don't want to deal with the recognition of, you know, calling myself an addict over and over again. And I don't want to deal with, you know, just, I guess, just laziness. So, and I worry that it's not.
Well, Mike, here's my encouragement to you. You know, a couple of weeks, you tuned into the broadcast, you heard a conversation going on, something resonated inside of you, you came to grips with the fact that you were truly saved. So you gained that assurance of salvation. Let the Lord keep deepening that in your heart. When he's ready for you to reach out to others, you're going to know it. You're going to know it. Don't feel guilty because you're not out doing something. God may be protecting you. God may be protecting you from a fall that might be around the corner. A lot of times, folks, you know, I've come out of an alcoholic situation. I've gotten help. Now I want to go help my buddies. And you end up going to where your buddies are, and pretty soon you're back doing what you used to do. And you're wondering, oh, woe was me. How did this happen? Maybe I'm not really a Christian, and all of that sort of stuff. And so I think God may be saying to you, Mike, let me just build a solid foundation under your feet. Let me put you on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, his love, his grace, his mercy. And I guarantee you, as he's doing that, you will have opportunities to impact others. You'll have opportunities, maybe not in ways that you think, but just allow God to put your feet on a solid foundation, okay?
Thank you so much, and God bless you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Let me add something, Mike. Thank God for your fiance. She may have some discernment here that you don't have, and the fact that he's speaking to you through her is a very, very cool thing.
Wow. And, you know, it's funny, I kind of begrudged her for it. Not begrudged her, but I wondered if it was her just being insecure or her just being, and I never considered the fact that it could be from the Lord and not from the enemy, you know, and that's great. I never even looked at it that way. It's really, really wonderful.
Well, Mike, let us do this. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. I think that you'll find some very practical helps as you read through the pages. And then keep us posted. We want to stay in contact with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for your call, Mike. We sure appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, indeed. And once again, Bob and Richard, for our listeners who would like to get a copy of The Hurt and the Healer, it's yours for any gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right on the homepage, or you can call and speak with Billy at 1-800-727-2828. Our operator again, 1-800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Queens and talk with Tiffany listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Okay, I wanted to go back to the fasting question because I was taught by my grandmother that, you know, whenever I'm in crisis, you know, and it's like I'm confused, I'm in a state of confusion, and, you know, there's so many things going on. She's always told me that fasting and prayer works, and I've done it, and it has worked for me. I don't know if I use it to get closer to God, but I do use it to try to find an answer to whatever crisis I'm going through, you know?
Well, and Tiffany, that's exactly what Richard was communicating. It's a matter of focus. You know, oftentimes we get our eyes off of Jesus, and we get our eyes onto the things of the world and our own selfish desires and, you know, our own situations. And when that happens, that's when our minds get chaotic and we experience confusion. And mm-hmm. stepping back from that and saying, Lord, it's time for me to get my eyes back on Jesus, is very beneficial to do. You can call that fasting. You can just call it, hey, I'm getting my eyes back on Jesus. But it's a matter of refocusing, you know, realizing that my eyes have strayed and now they need to get back to where they belong.
Now, my question is, someone mentioned that the disciples had used fasting to get rid of the demons.
Well, they had watched Jesus, you know, exorcise demons from various people that he encountered, and they went out on their own, and they encountered somebody that was demon-possessed, and they weren't able to cast that demon out, and they were very distraught over that. And I think the point of the story is they were trying to do that in the energy of their flesh instead of abiding in the power of God to do that, because it takes God's power. Now, mm-hmm. for us, as believers in Christ, and Tiffany, I'm going to assume that you know the Lord, that you know him personally.
Yes, I'm saved.
There is no such thing as demon possession. You cannot be possessed by a demon. And the reason is because you have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and he has come to take up residence in you. So the only way a demon can be involved with you is to try to influence you to believe error instead of truth. That's exactly what Satan did in the garden, and that's what he would do with you today. He would try to lure you away from the truth contained in Jesus Christ and to latch on to the error in the world. And if you do, you latch on to that error in the world, you've just put yourself in bondage. Well, what's the way to break free? It's getting back
yes.
the truth. As Jesus
yes.
said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, Tiffany, we're out of time on today's broadcast. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book as well, because it actually addresses this very question. And we think it's a great question. So thanks for your call, Tiffany.
Yes, indeed. A reminder that Basic Gospel remains on the air only through the ongoing support of our listeners, people just like you. And to say thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we're going to send you a copy of the Bart Millard, Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer, inspired by the number one Christian song by the same name. The Hurt and the Healer explores the truth about the painful issues in our lives and shows the way to true healing in our Lord Jesus Christ. And a copy is yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. While you're online at basicgospel.net, be sure to click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list. You'll get late news and information about the ministry and upcoming events. That's subscribe at basicgospel.net. Well, that's our time for today. For Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.